Back again, second regular session, 97th General Assembly, and a couple of days underway. The difference between the second session and the first session is all the committees have been named, and we've second read bills, so we're ready to start hearing some bills in committee right now.
It is, and it's important for people to understand bills that were filed last year had to be refiled. We do not carry them over. If they didn't pass last year, did not get a hearing, they did not get carried over and have to be refiled. So that's where we start at. I don't like passing bills. It is a necessary evil. But already we're ahead of this year's pre-file bills over last year, which is kind of surprising.
Any issues that you see as top priority for you in the session upcoming?
Well, as the Senate, their overall issues, economic development, of course, it will be a big one. I think you'll see a pretty strong ethics bill that stands a good chance of passing. The tax cut bill is promised to come up again, and they're trying to cooperate more with schools and other agencies that might be affected, and you'll see that. You'll see some education issues with the unaccredited schools in Kansas City and St. Louis, and also Common Core being the issue it is. There'll be a lot of floor discussion about that. Budget, of course, and with the governor saying we have more money than what we think we have, and being the conservative part of the body here, the Senate's taking a dim view of his spending and wanting to increase spending far beyond what we predicted additional revenue would be. And then, of course, Medicaid reform will be up for review. There will be some floor discussion about that, I think. I filed four or five bills. One of them will be a payday loan reform bill. We've talked with them and came up with the bill, and I'm in contact with the governor's office now to see if they'll go along with this, but it will reform that whole industry, do away with rollovers, a lot of things they've been accused of doing in the past. That'll do away with that. Last year, I was able to pass my food bill, which allowed charitable organizations, churches, and charitable organizations to continue to bring in stuff from an unapproved state kitchen, which basically allowed people to bring in food from home for church dinners and etc. I got it out of the Senate last year. The House, for some reason, would not hear it. I think they will this year, so I'll file that. Got a work comp bill that I filed last year, made it out of the Senate and the House. The governor vetoed it, so I've got an addition to that bill that make it more palatable with him. Got a patent bill. Apparently there's some people back east that are now suing businesses and banks about infringement on patents. These people buy these programs from a firm and then start to use them. People are now suing them for using them for copyright, and that needs to be addressed, and that it's not the banker or nor the business or the restaurant or whoever the business is. It's not their fault. They bought this software thinking it was good and everything is okay, and it's actually the company that developed it that's infringing on someone else's patent. So we want to protect our business as best we can. And then the scenic waterway. I'm working really hard on that, the Ozark Scenic Waterway, to keep the federal government from imposing more rules and regulations on we, the users. I found out now if you have an organized club to go down there and pick up trash, trail riding clubs do that a lot. They have to buy a permit to do that. If you're a professional photographer, you have to get a permit to do that. And now they want to close a bunch of accesses to it, limited horseback riding, a bunch of limits, and things that will actually interfere with the Department of Conservation. I've talked to them. They're interested in regaining it, starting a conversation about federal government giving back to us. I think those odds are slim, but I'm going to pursue it. And also I've worked with the governor's office about, and the conservation department's with me on this, taking a plan of no action to continue to operate it as it is without additional restrictions on it. So my plate's pretty full for 2 days into the session.
We'll also know a lot more about what the governor has in mind in a couple of weeks with his annual budget address. Is that cause for concern in terms of what he may be asking?
Yeah, that's always cause for concerns, and easy to pass the buck, whether it be the Senate or the House or the governor. We're supposed to have a consensus revenue, and the governor's predictions do not match the House and the Senate, but it's awful easy to promise money to people, and then when it's not available, to blame that party who had to make the difficult decision to make the cut. Sometimes it allows some elected officials say, I promise, you know, more money for public schools when the money's really not there. And so one party takes a responsible action and does not include that in the budget. And then the other party then claims, well, those so-and-sos, they cut the money because I wanted to give you more. So it's kind of a game that's played, and it's been played in the past and it'll continue to be played. But the budget will tell a lot whenever we see it black and white what he's actually proposing.